The headphone cord. Common sight in New York, but something Apple believe will soon become a thing of the past.
This is a higher-end product.
And audio consultant Michael Toto at the New York store Stereo Exchange says it's music to the ears of the headphone industry.
They're wonderful companions for walking around, doing work, listening to music. That wireless category is going up in quality and definitely is going to increase in popularity. Now that the lightning cable is the norm, people are just going to say, I want wireless.
Audio experts say Bluetooth technology, commonly used in wireless headphones, is reliable but has its drawbacks. Beyond issues of battery life, the sound can be compressed, affecting quality. And for those looking to make a switch to wireless headphones, there's also a cost factor to be considered. Industry analysts say you're likely to be paying a bit more for the wireless option. Using an adapter, wired headphones can still be used on the new iPhone 7. But many here in New York aren't happy Apple made the switch.
One more thing you gotta get, you know. I just prefer to have it all built in. It's probably a little bit more clunky with an adapter on it.
I don't like things in my ear. Wireless, like Bluetooth, I don't like that.
It's just another way for them to make more money, I think.
For the last 2 years, Master and Dynamic have been making headphones in New York City. Despite the move from Apple, the company's CEO and founder Jonathan Levine says there's still room in the market for wired headphones.
I think there's still a customer base and a clientele that wants it. And if you see it sort of, if you look at what's gone on with vinyl and turntables, that resurgence of analog. So it may be gone, but not forgotten.
It's the best iPhone that we have ever created.
Apple's CEO Tim Cook believes wireless is the way of the future. But for now, that message appears to be falling on some deaf ears. For CRI, I'm William Denslow in New York.